here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
Well, hey everyone, it is so great to be here with you. And I want to ask you this question, you know, what is it that you have really had on your heart for a long time and you're thinking, I want to start a business, or I have this idea and I want to get it patented, or I want to, you know, I want to take my side hustle and I want it to become my main hustle. And how long have you had that idea, but you haven't acted on it? My guest today is a 12-year-old cosmetics founder with an incredible presence on Instagram. Not only that, her site is sold out right now. She has shipped products all over the world. So with that, Shaddai Garzon, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to meet you.
Hi, Susan. I'm so excited to meet you, and I'm so excited to be here, and thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Okay, so what made you say, I want to start a cosmetics business?
So I've always just liked the idea of having a business, and I've just always loved beauty, and I just always wanted to be my own girl boss and just be independent. And that's how I started my business.
And I love that answer, that you wanted to be independent. You wanted to be your own girl boss. And, you know, there are a lot of women out there who they're in their 40s and 50s and they want that too, but they haven't started their business yet. So I know you're going to be an inspiration to them. So how did you go from this idea to actually starting the business? I had Emily Hookman here, who is Forbes top 30 under 30. She started Wellery, and she was giving some tips on how she went, you know, from I have this idea to I'm actually starting. How did you do that?
Well, I've just planned out my business, and I just want to make sure that it's something that I loved. And when I put my heart into it, then I just came up with the idea, came up with my name, what I was going to sell, and I just started it.
And you just did. So what was the, I guess, what was the easiest part of starting it, and what was the hardest part of starting it?
Well, the easiest part, I would say, was finding out like what I was going to sell, because I always loved beauty. So I knew I was going to sell cosmetics. So the hardest part, I would say, that it was researching and making sure that everything was right and that I was able to do this.
That's important, because, you know, it's, you know, what you said about your passion, right? So I've interviewed almost 200 founders, and it all starts with what is my passion? Because if you're going to be doing this day out, and for you, doing it after school, before school, on weekends, you've got to be passionate. And I had Brennan Agronoff on the show, and Brennan was a millionaire by age 16. He started a company called Hoop Swag in his garage, custom socks, when he was 13. And, you know, and now he's in his 20s and the business is kind of running itself, but it's very similar. There's a passion. So how did you, I'm so curious. So, you know, I love cosmetics too. Absolutely. And I have four daughters and a son. There are a lot of cosmetics in our house, but how did you deal with the manufacturing and the shipping? A lot of people get overwhelmed by that, but you seem very calm about that stuff. How did that all come to be?
Well, since my shop is like all homemade, I do my products, and then it couldn't be overwhelming, but, you know, having a lot of orders, I make the orders and then I ship them. And yes, like I said, can be overwhelming, but you can always get it done.
It can be overwhelming, but you can always get it done. How true is that? That's like my life philosophy. I love that. So let's walk through your day, right? Because you're getting a lot of stuff squeezed into your day. So what does your day look like?
So my day would be always in the morning, start school on the weekdays. Then after school, I will do my homework, because I make sure that school and my education is a top priority. And then after that, I would get into my orders and, of course, promote on my Instagram, on my TikTok, and ship out my orders and just promote.
Promote. Yeah. Those are some words of wisdom right there, because it's, everything's about promoting. And, And who have been your biggest cheerleaders in this whole journey?
My family and my friends. Some people, you know, they don't support, but my family has been my biggest supporters all the time. Everything I do, they always support me.
How do you handle, you just mentioned, you know, not everyone is supportive. How do you handle that? Because a lot of adults have a hard time dealing with, you know, whether it's a hater on social media or it's a critic. How do you handle that?
Well, I just tend to take it well. I know that if I get hate, it's because I'm doing something right. So I know not to take it in and just be professional about it.
That's awesome. And when you do get frustrated, I guess we all get frustrated. What's your favorite outlet for that?
Well, I know that everything is just going to get better. So I just think that and just it just motivates me.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I know sometimes, like for myself, right, overseeing several businesses and, you know, doing my show and everything, when I have what I call wall kicking moments, WKMs, I find like, I'll just grab one of my girls, we'll go out for a power walk, or we'll like shut down like our phones, and we'll bake some cookies or just do something and step away before coming back to that. The entrepreneur mindset is not for everyone. What advice would you give to someone who, say, you know, maybe is thinking of starting a business regardless of their age and they just haven't acted on it? What are your best tips for that person?
Well, I would tell them that if they are really passionate about making their business and starting it, I would say make sure that it's something that you want to do and that you have time for, because owning a business, you have to work hard every single day and you have to work. And if you have school or another job, then it can get in the way, but you can still do it if you're really passionate about it, like I said. And if it's something you love, then you should do it.
What has been something you've had to learn that surprised you in business?
Well, a lot of things have surprised me in business, like shipping. I never knew it was so complicated, but like I said, I can always get it done because I'm really just passionate about what I do and I love everything I do. So many things have surprised me.
Yeah. And shipping, especially with COVID and delays and things like that, that's a big one. And then now, how are you going to handle scaling, right? Because right now, you know, with supply and demand, there's obviously more demand for your products. And so what's your plan in 2021 to scale up?
Well, to scale up, I would just work hard all the time, like I do every single day, make sure all my products are safe and that my customers are satisfied, always make more inventory, and then get the products on my website so more people can start shopping, and always promote on my Instagram so people are notified when I have new products in shop. And yeah, that's basically what I would do to scale up.
Do you see yourself hiring people?
Do I see myself hiring people like right now?
Like to grow your business?
I don't think so.
Well, interesting. When Brennan got to the point where he couldn't fulfill everything. So I'll give you a tip. So he hired, actually the first people he hired to print his products and make his products were his friends' moms. So the moms would come over after school and while their kids were at school, and they do printing and they package things for him. And then, those were the first people he hired, which was very interesting. So in his community, which is in Oregon, his business, they started in his garage and grew and grew and grew. Eventually he started hiring some of his friends. He hired all their moms. And now I think he has, especially during the holidays, he has over 300 employees and some of them are seasonal. So
awesome.
You know, there you go. You with any business, it makes a massive impact. Who are your entrepreneurial heroes? Like, is there anyone that you really look up to that, you know, you think has done a great job with the business that they've built?
Well, I've seen a lot of people that their business are just so successful. And like, for example, Kylie Jenner, she was really young when she started her business and she just built her empire up. And now she's just like an amazing girl boss, like I tend to be.
You already are. And Kylie did have to hire people too. So it's to grow that business. But yeah, she's done an amazing job and really, like yourself, you know, so clear on what she wants. So let's go 10 years into the future. You're 22 years old. So Kylie is a little bit older than that now, but where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Well, I see myself with my business still. I still want to run my business and keep everything moving and going. And I really think that I'm going to make it far and just, I'm going to hire a lot of people too, like all these businesses, of course, because I'm going to grow a lot and my business is just going to reach for the stars. And yeah, like I said,
definitely. I can see that for you. Cover of Forbes, top 30 under 30. That's probably like next year for you. So let me ask you this. What would you say to someone listening to the show or watching on YouTube who's like, you know, maybe your age or just a little bit older, because you are obviously very, very focused and there are a lot of distractions out there. Like, you know, whatever it is for that person, whether it's social media or it's video games or whatever it is, what advice would you give to someone who says, oh my gosh, I want to do what you're doing, but I can't seem to focus?
Well, if you don't think that you're focusing right now, just make sure you put some time for your business and time for yourself. So separate those two and make sure to do whatever you have to do to be able to put time for your business, because like I said, it's very important that you have to promote and your supporters are waiting for that. So you always just have to spend time for yourself. Of course, you have to like self-care, because that's important. Your mental health is important too. But of course, your business, you have to put time and effort into that so your business can grow higher and higher.
I love that. Separating business and you know, that personal time. And I love what you said about mental health. I think, you know, you're obviously like a 40-year-old in a 12-year-old body, right? Like, I feel like I'm talking to one of my friends. The mental health piece, when, you know, The Social Dilemma came out, have you seen that?
No, I don't think so.
So The Social Dilemma is a Netflix documentary, and there are a lot of like former engineers from Facebook and Pinterest and stuff like that. And they're talking about the detrimental effects of social media, especially on young women, and how it's really affecting their mental health. And so I love that you addressed that, because
of course,
I don't think a lot of people are taking care of their mental health. And what are some tips you have for someone, regardless of their age, to really do take care of their mental health?
Well, I would say don't stress it. Everything is just going to get better from here. So make sure you take care of yourself, do the things you love and things that don't make you stressed out, and just take care of yourself.
I love that. Don't stress out. It's going to get better, and just take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You are so wise. Oh my God. Yeah. My last question for you, and then we're going to send everyone to follow you on Instagram so they can see when your next release is and stuff like that. My next question for you is, you know, many, many people, they want to be in business, they want to be successful, but they'll say something like, I'm just not that motivated. Where do you think your motivation comes from?
Well, I think my motivation comes from like me loving business and just loving my business, what I do. And I just think that loving it just makes me motivated and makes me work harder. And it also comes from my goals, because the goals I want to reach, it motivates me to work hard so I can reach those goals one day.
It's the self-motivation. And you're not looking for that external motivation. It's like, I know it has to come from me, right? And I'm the same way. I started my first business when I was 11. So when you and I were DMing on Instagram, I was like, I have to interview her on the show because I've always had a business from the time I was 11 years old. And so, you know, all these decades later, I'm still going strong. And so I know you've got an incredible future in front of you. So share with everyone, where can they follow you on Instagram? Send them to your site, obviously. And so tell everyone where they can connect.
All right. Thank you so much. So yeah, it's actually awesome because I started my business at 11 as well. And now I'm 12. And I also strive to be just like that and have my business for a very long time. So you can find me. My socials are at Shaddai's Cosmetics on Instagram and TikTok and at Shaddai's Cause on Twitter.
Awesome. Yeah. And I know we have, my daughter is, she runs several accounts on TikTok. So we're big followers of TikTok in our house and in our agency and Instagram, of course. So I wish you every success in the world. I'm so excited for your next product release because I'll definitely be placing some orders. And Shaddai, thank you for being such an inspiration. And my hope for anyone watching and listening, Shaddai, we're girl bosses. So we would like a 5-star review. If you're watching on YouTube, comment, subscribe to this channel. I respond to all the comments myself because I really like to see, you know, what the viewers, listeners are getting. So anyway, Shaddai, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everyone. So this has been another episode of the Seasons Live Project. We're doing a series on young founders. So if this episode has been helpful and inspiring, go ahead and share it on social. Tag Shaddai and tag me too at Seasons Live on Instagram. With that, God bless. Go rock your day. And I will see you next time.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.